ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Hecht, president and CEO of GNO Inc. And, you know, just a little bit of breaking news. We just revealed to you some glimpses of chapter 2 of Michael Hecht's book, Come Heck to High Water, developed by Uncivilized AI. And and at this time, we bring on a special guest whose only job is to pull us out of this psychic phenomenon that we were just talking about for 30 minutes. So, Michael, take it away.
Help. Help me. This is my good friend and emotional guru, Ray Gregson, CEO of the River Region Chamber of Commerce. And he's here to talk about all of the unambiguous great news that's happening up in the river region, St. John, St. Charles, St. James, even maybe a little bit in my ancestral homeland of Donaldsonville up in Ascension. A lot of great expansion and economic development happening there. Great to have Greg Ray on the phone.
Greg. So, Ray, morning, thank you so much for joining us. And you have an excited audience who's welcoming great news at this point.
you guys led me right into where I was going to go. I'm like, geez, this is a sad story here in the last 20, 30 minutes. Look, I'll tell you, the River Region Chamber of Commerce, you know, what we do a little bit about us is that we grow and unify businesses across St. Charles, St. John the Baptist, and St. James. We advocate for strong business climate and supporting regional collaboration. We benefit from the location on the river, the corridor, and its proximity to the port of South Louisiana, which, by the way, is one of the largest tonnage ports in the Western Hemisphere. Little known fact.
No, absolutely. So you guys, things have been, you know, I get a chance to talk to the parish presidents of those respective parishes every now and again, and I'm always kind of you know, not surprised, but it feels great to talk about the stability, both from, you know, investment, population, and so many other characteristics of the economy there.
Yeah, no, look, it's as well as we're doing and as the numbers that show it, we still believe it's an underutilized hub. And a credit to the leadership in the three parishes that they work together, you know, as you mentioned, the parish presidents and their councils. We have, you know, when you look at infrastructure, first and foremost, we have the river, right? That's the first piece that drives it. But when you look at, you know, I say the four legs of the stool, you have the river. We've got highways. We've got Class 1 rail system. But more importantly, and some of the new investments, and Honda even mentioned this when they came in toward them in the river parishes, we have the workforce. And they said, if you want economic development, have a workforce. They had options to go other places. They chose to go right there in Donaldsonville, to Michael's point.
And obviously, those are two very important dots to connect, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think the other part is what helps the workforce here is you have school districts as well as RPCC, and you alluded to, I think it was a commercial earlier with Delgado, and those opportunities. I don't know if people are aware of this, but you look at our workforce is sitting right in our K-12 system right now. That's our future workforce. So the programs that they offer and the skills that they teach these young men and women provide the next group, right, when you have attrition or for new projects that are coming in. And these wages, by the way, are not small. And I'm going to give you an example. We had from a bill this past session with 2024 quarter two Bureau of Labor Statistics. The three parishes, the river parishes, are the three of the top six highest wages in the state of Louisiana. The state average was $59,488. The number one parish in the state and the highest paid from organizations within the parish. St. Charles is at over $99,000, St. John almost $80,000, and St. James almost
$75,000.
Wow. Yeah, can I jump in for a second here on this one? Because I think it's so important to say this for all of those people, particularly ones who consider themselves to be, I'm not going to get ideological, but people who criticize industry. They have to recognize what these jobs are doing. They're creating middle-class stability. They're creating economic opportunity. They're even, if you look objectively at the numbers, creating better health outcomes in these parishes. So I think it's just really important to understand the opportunity that is created by these wonderful industrial companies on the river region.
And I'll add to that, Michael. On that list, of the top 11 on that list, every single one of them either is on the river or in the Bayou region in Lafourche Parish in the state. We've brought that up. Absolutely contributed, not just, and that's a state, but we also contribute, as you guys were just alluding to, with New Orleans. I mean, when you look at the New Orleans, you know, just, but Geno Inc. represents the 10 parishes. We're a regional chamber that represents three of the 10, right? So we work closely with Michael and his team. And these are the things that we talk about. And it's a story to tell that there's opportunity here for people. And you're not walking away with that four-year college debt that kids have. I mean, some cases we have kids walking out of the school systems with darn near a associate's degree, if not an associate's degree in some cases.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it you know, one of the byproducts of it is in those same three parishes score very high with education as well, right?
So, and I'll give you some, and this shows you the partnerships, right? So, first and foremost, these projects are important because, as you know, in your former role as sheriff, you're funded by local taxes, And, mm-hmm. and these major investments grow the tax roll, which also allows you to keep up with paying your staff. And, you know, as sheriff, police departments try and keep up with paying their staff and keeping a solid workforce. But also our school districts, you have St. Charles is one of the highest rated in the state consistently. St. James Parish, it has a story to tell about internships. They've got, they may have the most in the state, but I'll guarantee you they got the most per capita. Darn near 100 internships. And those internships are done through right there in our community. You got LSR with that sugar refinery and many others, CAM and others that are working with them. And East St. John has one of the best welding programs in the area. They're getting hired out of high school, making minimum 79,000-80,000 base, not to mention overtime or anything else. So these kids are walking away with that, these skills and opportunities. And the other part here is I want to mention is that if you ask any of these industries along the river, any of them, they absolutely want to help someone who is growing up in poverty and want to help them get out of poverty. So when we say the word opportunity, we truly mean the word opportunity. There's no shortage of opportunities here.
They bring an experience set that no one else understands, right? So they're a lot more sensitive to all of the intangibles that surround that. And it's hard to replace that, right? And you don't want to, quite frankly, because it helps the whole area grow with that when you embrace that mindset.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you another piece is what we have. When you look at these wages and we tell you about the workforce, that story, the other part is something we've dealt a lot with. That's kind of a newer technology. It's called carbon capture sequestration, CCS for short. And one of the things that when it comes to that piece is I find often in the news, and it's great to talk about the new projects. Don't get me wrong. I love the new projects. I love the 1,300 jobs that Hyundai's bringing and other, you know, these others are, you know, we have a St. Charles Clean Fuels whose average salary is $80,000 to $90,000, 200 direct jobs, and $4.6 billion, by the way. But one example here is when we talk about the CCS, let's focus CCS on the current facilities on the river. These are people in our communities, some of which live in Jefferson, Orleans. When we take New Orleans to Baton Rouge and Florida Parish to Bayou, that's basically 99.9% of the workforce. Although probably about half or so live in the three parishes. But when you look at that, they have to get low carbon. So the facilities we have along the river, they have to get low carbon to be able to export. So when you look at the states, Louisiana's GDP in 22, I think was 43%. 43% of the state's GDP was exports. Well, now, because of laws and policies that were created overseas in the European Union, Japan, and others, they have to be low carbon to be able to export. This is one way to be able to get them low carbon. And what it's doing is it's protecting those jobs, first and foremost, right? That's where we got to talk about the current ones. Not to mention the fact that there's a lot of local money. And I'll give you a brief example here. When you look at the Air Products project that they have in Lake Maurepas, the local share of the injection fee, and it's on state property, so it's a 70-30 share, 30% local, 70% state. The local share of the injection fee in the three lake parishes, St. John, Livingston, Tangipahoa, is over $200 million through the life of the project.
Wow.
And that's not even including their total investment of over $7 billion. And people want to come here, and they're coming here because of the workforce.
This is kind of an angle, Michael. You and I have talked about this a lot, but we really have not really – a lot of folks are not focusing on this kind of slice of information that Ray's telling us about right now.
Yeah, it's this is really our fault, and by our I mean like the total us, the economic development community, the industry. We haven't done a good job of explaining the financial criticality and opportunity for parishes and for people of supporting responsible industry. And if you look, you know, specifically around what's happening with questions on carbon capture right now, it kind of makes this really acute. If we don't support responsible carbon capture, which is a technology that's been used safely going back to World War II for enhanced oil recovery, then the vast majority of the projects that Ray is describing that we're seeing around the state, including Meta up in the Northeast, they're not gonna be able to happen. So I think people need to understand the opportunity of supporting these projects when they're done correctly, but also the opportunity cost of not supporting them. We can't do everything we want to do in this state just based on tourism. We need industry.
Yeah, no doubt. Ray, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the many successes through the three parish area that you represent, and great work, and keep it up, my friend. Ray Gregson, CEO of River Region Chamber of Commerce. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with Michael Heck's final thoughts. Stay with us.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.